Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. For questions or to discuss the issues you may be dealing with right now, we invite you to call right now. That number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can call and get an immediate answer to your question or discuss those important issues that you're facing in life right now. Again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Question for the day is this. What does it mean to repent? It's a big word that we use so often in Christian conversations. You know, somebody sins and, you know, what's the admonition or the encouragement? Well, you need to repent of that. And then you hear people saying, well, yeah, I did this, but I've repented of it, so I'm okay with God. And it seems like there's lots of confusion about this subject of repentance. But
absolutely,
it is a word that we see used quite often in the New Testament.
Yes.
We see it in John the Baptist's ministry, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. We see it in the early messages from Peter and the apostles after the resurrection of Christ. Repent and receive the gift of God's Spirit. So what in the world does it really mean to repent? And how can we know if we have truly repented? And is this something that we do on our own, or is it in response to what God is initiating in our lives? That's what we want to talk about on today's broadcast. If you have a question about repentance, or you have an answer to the question, what does repentance mean to you? We would love to hear from you on today's program.
Mm-hmm.
And they can call right now.
Right now, as a matter of fact, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. We want to hear from you. And Bob and Richard, just playing right into what you were talking about, a question sent by email from Jeremy. He says, Bob, I get frustrated at things, especially in my spiritual life. I get so confused. I've been to church my whole life, and years ago asked God to save me, but as I got older, I rebelled, and now I stand a 37-year-old broken man. I don't even know where to begin, if I'm even saved or what's going on. I've done so many dumb things. I cannot even fathom how many sins I've committed. To be forgiven would be great, but when I hear the gospel preached and read books, I have a stronghold in my mind that somehow I haven't been able to overcome. I want God to know I love him, but my mind is clouded. Maybe I have a reprobate mind since I neglected the very thing I loved for years on end. I get confused and think, do I need to ask God to save me again? Where do I begin to get things right? Or can I ever get things right again? I'm really frustrated, and I don't know how to overcome.
It's a great question, and there's lots of things in that question that really, I think, amplify the problem. What do I need to do to make myself right with God? Well, we can't make ourselves right with God. That's impossible. You know, there is no way. Time and time again, we see in the New Testament that, you know, obedience to the law does not make us righteous. There's nothing that we can do to earn our way back into God's good graces. The other thing that he said in there that I found interesting is that I want God to know that I love him.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't God know that? I mean, he is God. But I see something wrong about that whole idea of wanting, you know, we want God to know that we love him.
Gets right back to doing something to
make
him know that.
That's right. So the real thing is God wants us to know that he loves us. And that's where we have to start. And that's where the gospel message starts. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we have to start with God. God is the initiator. God is the creator. So let's find out what God thinks. Let's find out what God's done. Let's find out how he's reached down to help us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And then we allow that truth to move our minds, to change our minds. As we're talking about, that's what repentance is. And to allow us to let go of that old life and receive new life in Jesus Christ. And so that's where I would begin. What does the gospel message say to this person? It says, first, that Jesus Christ is not counting your sins against you. No matter how many sins that you have committed, no matter how deep and dark they may be, Christ says, I do not count those against you. And the reason he says that is because through his sacrifice, he reconciled this person unto himself. And so the appeal of the gospel message is to be reconciled to God, to receive that, to yes. rest in what Christ has done. The second thing the gospel says is that Jesus came that you might have life. You know, you have physical life, you have an earthly life, you have a worldly life, but no matter how you slice that, it comes up empty. It falls short. It's not the life that God intended for you. So to repent is to let go of that, is to recognize the emptiness, recognize that that was death, so that you can receive this new life in Jesus. And when you're made fully alive in Christ, that's when you can start seeing change take place in your attitudes, beliefs, thinking, and then eventually in your actions. So it all starts with what God has done with you. And when we see that, that grace moves our mind to the right place, to the right person, and we can start experiencing change. And that's what we need. So I'm so appreciative of this person's
Jeremy.
Question.
Yeah.
Because it really strikes at the heart of so many people
yes.
out there, doesn't it?
Yes. It took courage to write that, and I hope he's listening and got some hope.
Yes, indeed. And if he is listening, I hope he'll write to us via email, and anyone can do that. The email address is simply this, bob@basicgospel.net. So if you have a question, or Jeremy, if you're listening, if you can shoot us an email, we would like to put some resources into your hands to help you along the way, because we want you to know that you are a forgiven person in Christ Jesus, that Christ's blood took away all of your sins from the moment of your birth until your death. He's dealt with every single
yes.
one of them. He stood in your place. He took the punishment for you. There's no punishment left for you. The only thing is, have you received Christ? Have you believed in him? Has your heart been moved from unbelief to belief? That's what repentance is all about. And when that happens, new life happens.
Absolutely. Well, again, you can write to us at bob@basicgospel.net. And before the broadcast, Richard indicated he was sorry his name wasn't Bob, too. 844-322-2742, a toll-free call across the country and in Canada. We would love to hear from you. Plenty of open lines, time on the clock, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and my name is Bob Davis.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, and talk with Antoine, listening to us on, I think, our Basic Gospel app. Hi, Antoine.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Just wanted to respond to the question for today was repentance. I've heard two definitions. One of them was change your mind, like you change instead of just doing something different, but you change your whole mindset of how you do it, like from unbelief to belief. You change. You're not an unbeliever no more. You're a believer. And then the other definition I heard was return to the top. Like I guess it's like a breakdown of the word repentance is like to return, and then penance is like penthouse up to the top. So it's like return from your old way of thinking to God's way of thinking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I like that. I like that thought. And it is a turning from our way of thinking, or the worldly way of thinking, to God's way of thinking. The Greek word is a compound word, metanoia, and meta means to it's motion toward the middle or into the midst of something, which I think is an interesting definition. And noia is to perceive or understand or to comprehend. So basically, repentance is the moving of our mind into truth, where there's a real fellowship, a real union with the truth, that we're not at odds with the truth, we're not in rebellion toward the truth, that our mind is fully aligned to what the truth about Jesus is all about. That's when true repentance takes place.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the question of the day.
Hey, thank you, Antoine. Thanks for jumping in. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And again, open lines, 844-322-2742.
Well, let's go to New York and talk with Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hello, buddy. I just wanted to tell you that I heard years ago,
Oops.
Well, hang
on. Let's try him again.
Roger, I think you're on the air now, so.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. I just wanted to tell you that J. Vernon McGee said the same thing, that repentance was going from unbelief to belief. Very simple, you know?
Well, and I think we need to keep it keep it simple, because our problem, you know, we look and we at all these sins, these acts that we do and we commit, but those sins are rooted in a heart of unbelief. It's our unbelief that leads us to those things. So repentance deals with the heart, and heart meaning both, you know, the center of our affections and our minds, how we think and those sort of things. So repentance moves us away from unbelief into the midst of belief. Very simple, isn't it?
Yeah. You go from believing in self to believing in him.
You got it. That's exactly right.
If your worldview is not biblical, your worldview is wrong. It's God.
Just
life
that simple.
That's right. That's right. Well, the world. Hey, thank you, Roger. Thanks for chiming in on this. We certainly appreciate it.
We do. And again, 844-322-2742 is a toll-free call all across the U.S. and in Canada. Want to hear from you. Plenty of time on the clock for you to pose your question or your particular issue. We'd like to discuss it with you. And friends, if you benefited from what you hear on Basic Gospel, you know, somebody gave so that you were able to do that. And when you give to and through Basic Gospel, you are making a difference in the lives of people here and now. People who may be struggling, maybe mired in whatever the issues may be that really bog us down and rob us of the joy of our salvation. Take our attention away from the Lord Jesus Christ and our attention on him. And when you give through Basic Gospel, you are indeed touching lives and making a difference. So we ask you to join with us. Make your most generous gift today if you can, and help us make sure that we're able to continue broadcasting this message of hope in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Just click donate on any page at Basic Gospel, that's basicgospel.net, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that number is 844-41-BASIC. And something very special, as we've said this month, with your gift of $15 or more, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's brand-new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, due to be released the first week of this coming month of July. So, Bob, it's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time, and in the book we deal a lot with this issue of repentance. We actually look at it from several different angles to really hammer and drive home that point that Roger was making, that repentance is really going from unbelief to belief. Yeah. I mean, that's what needs to happen. When we sin as Christians today, it's because somehow, some way, we've lost focus on Christ. We've moved our focus into the things of this world, and we've bought the world's lie that there's real life available to us out there through money, through sex, through all of those things that the world holds up and says, wow, this is going to make you happy. This is what is going to make life wonderful for you. And so we say yes to it. Well, at that moment, we've kind of lost our minds as far as truth is concerned. They're not fully aligned with what the truth is. Well, we go that way and we find out there's nothing to it at all. It's just as empty as what it was before I knew the Lord. Nothing's changed. And our minds get realigned with the truth. And that's what God wants, is for these minds of ours to be in fellowship with the truth concerning Jesus Christ. And the truth that real life, genuine life, meaningful life, purposeful life is found in Jesus and Jesus alone, that his life is the life that matters.
Yeah.
That's what repentance is all about, and that's what we talk about in this book, and hope many people will take advantage of this opportunity to get a copy of it, to read it for themselves, and to pass it along. I think this is going to be an excellent resource to help spread the word, to get the word out and into the lives of other folks, and we're going to talk about some opportunities for people to do that in coming weeks. So
yes,
stay tuned, folks.
Yeah. A synopsis of Simple Grace and Simple Gospel, Simply Grace by the author himself. And again, take advantage of the opportunity to get one with your gift of $15 or more. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to San Mateo, California, and let's talk with Patty listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Patty.
Hi. I just have a question from the first person who wrote in. I feel pretty much the same he feels, and I have a question. What is a being given to a reprobate mind? What is that?
Well, a reprobate mind is simply a mind that has exchanged the truth of God for the lie of Satan. That's basically what a reprobate mind is. So we've seen all the evidence of God, that he exists. We've heard the good news about God, that he loves us and those sort of things. And yet we say to him, or the reprobate mind would say to him, is, I want nothing to do with you. I want to worship the creation rather than the creator. And Paul talks about that in Romans 1, and that's basically what a reprobate mind is.
That is not my case. I know that for sure. But as far as repenting goes, I feel so dead inside. And my question, my last question then, are we some of us are chosen of God to belong to Jesus, to be Jesus' sheep, and others of us are not, and there's nothing we can do to cry out to the Lord because we were not chosen?
Well, that's not what the scripture says. The Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, whether Jew or Gentile. So obviously, Patty, you're crying out to the Lord. And because you're crying out to the Lord, the Lord is saying, I'm going to save you. It's good news, isn't it? That's really good news. And the reason you're crying out to the Lord is because God sent Jesus on your behalf to die in your place, to take away your sins, Patty, to be buried, to put that old life away once and for all. And he was raised from the dead so that you could have a brand new life. See, Patty, salvation is about receiving life. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I have come that you might have life. He who believes in me receives life. He who believes crosses over from death to life. That's what salvation is all about. It's about Jesus, by his grace, making you alive, fully alive, in Christ. And when we just look at the gospel as maybe a self-improvement program, a set of rules and regulations to follow, that doesn't do anything to that emptiness inside of us. Why? Because our problem is that we're dead and we need life. And so, Patty, if you feel distant from God, if you feel that deadness inside, like you said, I think it's time for you to come alive. And because you're crying out to the Lord, new life is there for you. And the question is simply this: do you want to receive that new life in Jesus?
Always. I cry out all the time.
Well, it's you know, there's a point when you cry out and say, I want this, I want this. And then there comes a point where you say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you gave it to me. Thank you that I have it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So you've cried out, and now I'm encouraging you to simply receive it and say, Lord, I'm opening up my heart so that you could come in and make me alive together with Jesus.
Okay.
Would you like to do
that? Thank you. I have, and I just don't change.
Well,
I have done the sinner's prayer. I have, you know, invited Jesus into my life, and yet, to tell you the truth, I want to die. I want to die. And I know I'm not calling for counseling.
Yeah.
So.
Well, obviously, Patty, you're going through some tough circumstances, and
yes,
there's
I am.
Things that, and my heart goes out to you. You know, Jesus said, in this world we're going to have trials and tribulations, and sometimes those things just overwhelm us. I mean, they become so oppressive that you feel like there's no escape. And I don't know if that's where you are, but if so,
yes.
My heart just goes out to you.
Yes.
But there is hope in Jesus.
Yes.
There really is hope in Jesus Christ. He loves you regardless of what you're going through, whether it's something that you've brought upon yourself through decisions or it's something that has happened to you. Jesus Christ knows exactly what you're going through. He feels your pain, and he wants to offer you hope in the midst of that. And that hope is simply this, that he loves you, and nothing can separate you from that love. That's just great news. And if you can stand on that truth, then, you know, as all these trials and tribulations sweep over you, when they come to their end, you're still standing. And that's what God,
yes,
that's what God simply wants for you, is to be able to stand in the midst of that. And you stand on this gospel that saved you. You stand on the hope that you have in Christ, and you stand just squarely in the love of Jesus Christ. But Patty, we're almost out of time for the program. Let me do this. Can I put you on hold? I have some resources that I want to send you that I think you'll identify with, some of the stories in it, and hopefully we'll get some hope and encouragement for where you are in life right now, okay?
Okay.
Well, you hold on. Let's send that information to you. And I'm just going to ask our listeners to be praying for Patty, and that the hope and comfort and love of Jesus Christ will grip her hard and hug her real good through these circumstances. Yeah. Patty, you hang on, okay?
One of the wonderful benefits of having a live broadcast is so that Patty can call, and others who have need can call and get immediate answers and immediate attention to whatever situation of life is happening at the particular moment. So we're glad that Patty called, and again, friends, please be praying for her as you go through the day. I want to remind you that there are many valuable resources available to you in our online store. You'll find them when you visit store.basicgospel.net. And also, friends, please remember Basic Gospel in your giving. We are dependent upon the prayers and gifts of you, our listeners, to keep this good news of Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online. And with your gift of $15 or more this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's brand new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, due to be released this coming week. So click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or call our operator at 844-412-2742. Now, thanks for everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back for another live edition of Basic Gospel tomorrow with Bob and Richard, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.